Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Strange moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is walked intentionally. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Strange scores. Judnick moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is called out on strikes. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Judnick is called out on strikes. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Mack reaches second base with a double. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Clift reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hemsley. The throw from Swift to Strange and they have Hemsley trapped. The throw over to McQuinn, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker strikes out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Heath steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher pinch hits for Bob Swift. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallagher for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Eldon Ocker. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.